Paul's joining us here. I'll take calls while he's on with us. Great journalist, geopolitical, really expert, knows what he's talking about, predicted all of this. I'm taking your phone calls right now before he joins us as well. We're going to go to Mike in Georgia, then John in Oklahoma, James in Canada, Nick in Oklahoma, Jake in Tennessee. I want to talk to John in a moment, but I'm taking the calls in the order they're received. He worked on nuke bases, a 30351. Mike in Georgia, a Marine on this Iran war we're in, which Trump admits we're in a war. Others don't. Mike, what's your take?
Hey, Alex. First off, my take is going to be a little opposed to yours and some of the other.
That doesn't matter. I don't mind at all. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Yep. I'm a retired Marine. I spent many, many years over there. My experience is combat, contingency, humanitarian missions. I've done all of those things, and it dating back to actually joined in 1979. So as far as a war goes, we want to describe this as a war. Okay, the war has been going on for 40 years. They've been at war with us, and we haven't. Our problem isn't starting wars. Our problem is finishing them. So what we'll do is we'll go in. We'll half-step it. We'll get a lot of public scrutiny, and they'll start backing off. The politicians start worrying about their jobs, and they start backing off. Then they start getting involved, and the ROE changes. You just have all these it's just a mess when the politicians get involved. So, again, in the Marine Corps, we have a saying, no good plan survives first contact with the enemy. So you can come up with all the scenarios you want and how you hope this is going to go. It never goes that way. If we want to focus on Iran, the reason we went into, and this is going to shock some people, hopefully, the reason we went into Iraq is, yeah, they used that as an excuse. I'll concede that. But what we were doing was we were strategically placing forces so that we would have bases, forces in place, supply lines set up. And if you look at a map, Iran, what's in Iran, you had a caller talk about Incirlik, Turkey.
Sure, no, that was the next domino to fall into Iran. No, that's admitted.
It was strategic places of forces so we could sit down with Iran and say, let's work out our problems. Because the problem has been for at least the last 50 years is Iran in that Islamic Republic. Islam is our enemy. You can face it or not face it. If you don't want to face it, that's fine. You'll face it when it comes here because it will come here. Now, you can sit and everybody can complain about Trump, but I'm telling you, my sources, and I still have active sources.
Sure, tell us.
Are telling me that this is exactly what we need to do. We need to pay for this, and it needs to end. We need to finish this war once and for all. Now, as far as the Kurds go, they're useful. They're useful for a purpose. We're not. This is where it gets real. You want to know what a real Marine or a real combat person thinks, is we're not worried about them and their feelings. We're going over there to take care of this problem. Now, American citizens, they can sit and point the fingers and call us all kinds of names and yell at Trump and all this, but you know what? You're living a comfortable life, and there's a reason why you're living a comfortable life. And I have to shock some people. You live a comfortable life because people go out and do very bad things in your name. Now, you can sit and criticize it, especially all these young people I hear, Israel, Israel, Israel. Tell you the truth, Israel does our bidding. We dictate what they do. Israel was set up for that purpose because we knew back in World War II that Islam was going to be a problem.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but here's the problem then. Then our very politicians say, fight them over there, it's over here. They bring them here to then have a threat here as well. It's divide and conquer.
It's exactly right, and this is where we have to take control, and that's what I'm being told Trump is doing is taking control. It's complicated, but Alex, I appreciate your time.
Hold on, I'm going to hold you over so you can talk to Max Blumenthal, but what I'm saying is, are you saying Trump's going to end the balkanization?
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Official telling Fox thousands of Iraqi Kurds have launched a ground offensive in Iran. Decimated, destroyed, defeated. All words the Pentagon used to describe Iran's various military forces on day five of Operation Epic Fury. Moments ago, President Trump touting its success.
Oh, it was just precision strikes in June. And this was just precision strikes. But Trump yesterday said, no, I got to leave this cabinet meeting. I got to get back to the war. Now he's told Politico, we'll put it on screen, everyone's loving what's happening. And Cuba's next. Now, again, Trump ran on not having regime change. And so now we are getting regime change. And now you've got the CIA and Israel sending in the Kurds with all these weapons out of Iraq. They're in the northwest. This is just insane. And Max Blumenthal, well-known journalist and reporter, investigative journalist, thegrayzone.com, Max Blumenthal on X, doesn't need any introduction. I know we have a lot of veterans and military here that'll pop in with their quick statements or view on what's happening. We got John, I'm going to go to in a little while, military Air Force at 30351, worked on nuke bases. We'll talk to him in a moment. I'm going to go ahead and let Mike and Georgia go because we got to move on. But this is surreal, Max. We know that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs did warn Trump, did authorize that leak last week, hoping that Trump wouldn't do this. Even Eric Prince, who's a big hawk, has been saying this shouldn't be done. And then he heard they're going to do boots on the ground Sunday. And sure enough, that's already happening with special forces. Obviously, they're advising him. I mean, this is very historic. The Strait of Hormuz is closed right now. Max Blumenthal, what's your 35,000-foot view?
Just responding to that quick headline about Iran 1 week away from nuclear weapons. I mean, these are the lies that have been that Trump has been bombarded with to get him to authorize this war for Israel. This is an Israeli war. This is something that Benjamin Netanyahu has freely admitted. And the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, someone who has made some very negative statements about Iran, has come out and said, all of that talk about Iran being a week away from a bomb is a complete lie. Trump is being lied to. He's been manipulated. And now he has authorized a war in which he thought he would instantly have a Venezuela solution and the Ayatollah would be killed. And then the Iranians would come out in the streets and they would riot and take over their institutions. And then Trump would get to choose the new leader and everything would be fine. And it has completely failed. By killing Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Donald Trump has radicalized the Iranian public. There are massive rallies every night. Millions of people across Iran are out in the streets denouncing this war, calling for vengeance. He has set the region on fire. The U.S. family dictator, U.S.-backed family dictatorships in the Gulf, who were friends with Jeffrey Epstein, are up in arms because their energy infrastructure is going up in flames. They're unable to ship liquid natural gas to Europe, and gas prices are going up massively. This is going to cause food shortages. It's going to cause an economic crisis here in the United States, where we already have an economic crisis. And again, Trump said yesterday he did it for Israel. He said Israel is going to strike first, so we had to go in. Marco Rubio said the same thing following a briefing with the Gang of Eight in the Senate. Israel was going to attack, so we had to go in and attack as well. What kind of leadership is that? How is that America first? What superpower does that? When in history has a powerful nation, a powerful sovereign nation, decided that another country 6,000 miles away, some little hyper-militarized colony was going to attack another country in its region? So instead of stopping it from doing so or saying, hey, buddy, you're on your own, we're not going to get our own troops killed for your war. Instead, they said, well, we're going to go do it with you and we're going to open the gates of hell. And now the Pentagon is preparing for a war until September. Trump was told this war is going to last 2 to 4 days. And once we kill the Ayatollah, it'll all be over. No, it's going to last till September. This is exactly what the Israelis want to have happen. The Israelis want a U.S. ground invasion. There's nothing Benjamin Netanyahu would like more than American blood in Iran, dead American soldiers in a ground war, because it will cause Americans, including many members of your audience, to call for vengeance. It's the only way to reverse the tide of public opinion, which is solidly against this war, because the American public doesn't want to get in a war that won't solve the affordability crisis.
Well, you're right. There's no doubt that Netanyahu has been in for 25 years off and on. He's under investigation, but convicted, all of it. He needs a good or Dahmerong, a end of days, you know, scenario to stay in power, and loves the attacks on Israel, loves the demonization, loves that Israel is the most unpopular country in the world because now he can play victim. But let's pull back here. The messaging. We had to go in, Rubio says, a few days ago because Israel struck. And we know that's true because they were going to hit them at nighttime the next day. Instead, Israel goes in. Now we have to. Then the PR machine comes out and the administration says, no, 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 no. Trump forced the hand. Trump goes, yes, I forced the hand. Then again, yesterday he goes, no, they hit, so I had to hit. And all the messaging is, oh, it's about WMDs, it's about nukes. No, it's about regime change. No, we can't say what it's about. I mean, the messaging is absolutely insane. It is schizophrenic. From the same individual in a day, will say three different things. What the hell is that?
Or Lindsey Graham said it. This is a religious war, and we are deciding the Middle East for the next 1,000 years. He said that as Benjamin Netanyahu, a secular Zionist, someone who doesn't actually believe, he may not even believe in God, was reading from the Book of Esther with military officers, the Book of Esther, which describes the slaughter of Persians as he authorized Israeli strikes, striking civilian targets across Tehran.
That's right. He picked a Jewish holiday about overcoming Persians to launch this, to obviously be as provocative as possible and stir up everybody.
Yeah, and they're imposing a religious war on Iran and claiming that it's Iran who are the religious.
Meanwhile,
fanatics.
we have officers confirming that they've got them in briefings with hundreds of officers, and they're saying we're forcing Jesus to come back. This is the end of the world. And then we're calling the Iranians religious nuts.
Well, you have a lot of religious Christian evangelicals, especially at the officer level. Many of them are in the Air Force, which is playing an outsized role here. And this is one of the few ways you can convince them that there is a legitimate objective behind this war, which is to bring about the second coming, and that you're doing it on behalf of Israel, which is a good thing, actually, for people who believe in this demented, idolatrous Christian Zionist ideology, people who had no concern about the mass bombing of Christians in the Gaza Strip or the destruction of Christian communities in Bethlehem, because those people were not supposedly born again.
Well, sure, but over and over again, because I am a Christian, Jesus says over and over again, anyone that says they know when this comes, anybody that knows when I'm returning, is of the devil. But then we're literally constantly told by preachers over and over again, Pastor Hagee for decades, next year Jesus returns, we must force the nuclear war, it's of the Lord. So we're always hearing about how the third imam and the Iranians are nuts, and I agree they are nuts. Some of these Christians who aren't real Christians, they have this weird twisted cult, they make David Koresh look like a sweetheart.
That was a good Hagee impersonation. I got to give it to you.
Jesus
I watched
was
this.
A rebel without to be dealt with and was immediately. I mean, he literally attacks Jesus in his church. He goes, Jesus rebelled and had to be dealt with. He was a rebel. The Jews acted wisely. That's a quote. It's just bizarre. It's like.
He said he predicted on Sunday that Russia, Iran, what's left of Iran and Turkey and bands of Islamics, in his words, would launch an invasion on Israel and they would be destroyed by God in an earthquake. hail of fire, and then they would all kill each other in friendly fire because they don't speak the same language. That's the kind of insanity that's going on at
his church.
Yeah,
I forgot to do that. Guys, get that Hagee. I saw that yesterday. Hagee came out Sunday and literally said, and now the time is here. The battle is about to happen. Jesus is about to return. We are now forcing Gog and Magog to attack. This is the time. And it gets worse. He got Bennett, the former prime minister. I played it yesterday or 2 days ago. Get where he says, the new enemy, he looks all demented. It's Turkey. Now we're going to get them. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. So is this the objective? I mean,
the objective is to bring Jesus back and create a nuclear war.
What is the goal of this war? I mean, if you asked anyone on the street in the U.S. or you went to Capitol Hill, we wouldn't be able to get an answer.
But any theologian
the Trump administration
would say
can't
the
provide
Antichrist
an answer.
Has to come for all these years, and all this stuff happens before the battle. They're going, we're skipping all that now. We're going right to Armageddon. Brought to you by Pastor Hagee.
Yeah, Russia and Iran are Gog and Magog in Pastor Hagee's ideology. This is the battle of Gog and Magog.
And so he's this little demonic, like, toad creature in a giant suit going, raw, raw.
Please give me your money after I tell you that we are fighting the battle of Gog and Magog. He's a faith healer. I mean, he lives in a gigantic mansion. It's like a cartoon. And, you know, if you believe that this is what's happening.
Let me just say this. My aunt used to babysit his kids, okay, back in the 80s. Let's stop right there. Let's just say he's the classic corrupt preacher you'd imagine.
Well, I mean, this is dangerous. It's dangerous, and, we're projecting what's really happening here onto Iran. Meanwhile, you kill Iran's 87-year-old leader. He is, whether you like it or not, no matter what you think about Iran, he is a beloved figure for millions and millions of Iranians, not just Iranians, but followers of Shia Islam. And so by doing this, Trump administration has ignited the Shia masses all the way to Karachi, where they tried to storm the U.S. embassy, where protesters tried to storm the U.S. embassy. He has ignited this. And this is what people who seek a religious war in the United States want. But most people in the world do not want this. And, you know, if I believed in American empire, if I believed in making America powerful, having America be in control of the globe, this is not what I would be doing. I would not want to be instigating fights outside U.S. embassies. I would not be wanting to instigate attacks on U.S. bases where large parts of the U.S. base in Manama, Bahrain, has been destroyed by Iranian ballistic missiles. That's the site of the 5th Fleet of the U.S. Navy, probably the only valuable U.S. military base in that region. U.S. base in Kuwait has been hit hard. U.S. Installations in Dubai and across the United Arab Emirates have been hit hard. The U.S. lost its billion-dollar radar system at the Al Udeid base in Kuwait. This is not making America stronger, and it's not in American interest to wage a war for a crazy little colony called Israel, 6,000 miles away, that happens to have enormous influence over the Trump administration.
Well, let me ask someone like Miriam Adelson. I mean, no doubt Israel's the main driver, but there's also a lot of other. Yeah, it's all in alignment with the neocons and everything. How do we get out of this? Because they're already sending in the Al-Qaeda/Communist Kurd coalition out of Iraq and out of Syria. And I said this Tuesday from my sources, it's already happening. So they're giving them all sorts of Javelin missiles and grenade launchers and heavy machine guns, tank, armored vehicles. And so now when the Iranians go smash that, which is going to totally unify them like the Iran-Iraq war in the 80s, then we're going to have air support bombing that. I mean, we are now in full war with Iran.
Yeah, let me just clear something up about this so-called Kurdish invasion. Whether you're horny for war or you're against the war, you are being lied to by the Trump administration about the arming of the Kurds for an invasion. There isn't going to be this heroic force of, female feminist Kurdish fighters storming into Iraq and driving all the way to Tehran while the U.S. just sits back and watches. This is a Trojan horse for a U.S. ground invasion, and it mimics the strategy, the colossally failed strategy that the U.S. employed in South Vietnam under John F. Kennedy, in which U.S. advisors were placed in behind the cover of the South Vietnamese puppet army, which couldn't fight for itself. And then the deeper and deeper they waded in, the more casualties they incurred.
This became an open ground invasion. Sleepwalking. I mean, it also, Bay of Pigs, they tried to set Kennedy up, knowing they'd be stuck on the beach, the same thing. He was then supposed to fully commit. So this is a classic trap for the president. Do you think he knows he's being set up?
No, I mean, the setup of the president is so complex, and it's something I've been working on. I'm about to release an article. But, I mean, it starts with influence at the top from Miriam Adelson donating hundreds of millions of dollars. This is an Israeli asset operating in the United States, pretending to be an NBA owner like she's American. She answers to Israel. She's so Israeli, she's testified in Netanyahu's corruption trial. She's Donald Trump's top donor. The money comes with conditions. You have to wage war on Iran. You have to do whatever Israel wants. But then Donald Trump is a complex figure. He's not someone who's just, he might just take the money and run, as he did with all that Gulf money, and he's abandoned them.
No, they had to have the Saudis tell him to do it, and then, oh, sir, the Iranians are trying to kill you. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. There you go. You hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. So how do you get into Donald Trump's head? Okay, Thomas Crooks missed his head by an inch. And immediately afterwards, Israeli intelligence went to work trying to convince Donald Trump that the Butler PA assassination plot was actually an Iranian plot. They had confidential informants providing tips to the Department of Justice, telling them this was actually Iran. They couldn't find any Iranian connection. And the FBI, working with Israeli intelligence, created manufactured plots in the United States to convince Donald Trump that Iranian agents from the IRGC were hunting him. These are totally fake plots manufactured from start to finish by FBI confidential informants. Look up Asif Mershant. He's on trial right now in Brooklyn, and he was supposedly hiring hitmen for Iran. The entire plot was cooked up by the FBI. The entire plot. Donald Trump.
This was so obvious. The day after Butler, on air, I said, "Watch, within a week, they're going to say Iran was behind it." And then, sure enough, they did it. I mean, I could already see the pre-setup of it.
Yeah, and there was so much obstruction around Butler. Tucker Carlson did a great documentary about all the obstruction. But at the same time, you had the national security state and the Israelis trying to get into Trump's head because they needed to keep him on a path to war when he was campaigning in 2024 as the peace president who was against a war on Iran. Remember, he used to attack Marco Rubio for war with Iran.
And now they're giving him briefings, and he said yesterday, they were going to hit us very soon. We had to hit them first. And he kind of looks down. He says it about him. I guarantee you, they told him they got other plots, and that he's bought it. He believes. Remember, they did the same thing where they said to George W. because he wasn't involved in 9/11 actually doing it. He was just literally low grade moron. But he said they tried to kill my daddy. The Iraqis had a plot, so that's why I did it. That's why we went in 2003.
Exactly,
because they tried to kill my daddy.
So. I mean, there's so many similarities to Iraq. I mean, the main difference is Iraq had none of the conventional capacity that Iran does. But yeah, that's how they got into George W. Bush's head as well. And it was the Israelis working with the American National Security State. Donald Trump campaigned on the peace president. As the peace president, he attacked little Marco and he misled everybody. He misled his entire
base. But now it's time for Armageddon. Rejoice.
But Trump really believed this. Did you know Trump went on decoy flights on the campaign? He was so afraid of Iranians attempting to assassinate him that he was flying on Steve Witkoff's jet, and the rest of his campaign had to fly on Trump Force One because Trump was told the Iranians are hunting you. And the more that took place, the more he became hell-bent on revenge.
But I was concerned that the globalists could shoot him down and then blame the Iranians in a false flag.
Well, that's almost what happened. That's almost what happened. I'm not saying it's exactly what happened. It's almost what happened. The Butler case was so strange and so unusual. The FBI lied about Thomas Crooks, said he had, I mean, this was Christopher Wray. He said Thomas Crooks had no social media footprint. He was a loner with no political views. Turns out he was commenting on YouTube for 2 years, almost under his own name, Tom Crooks, calling for assassinating U.S. politicians and calling for instigating a civil war, that his body was cremated after being handed over to his family 8 days later. And then you have all these FBI reports. We've been tracking Iranian plots. This guy, Asif Mershont, was arrested the day before Butler took place. This guy who is supposedly leading Iranian plots. And then the next thing you know, FBI agents fly to Houston to interrogate him in his jail cell 30 hours after Butler to determine whether Iran was behind it. So they were looking for an Iranian connection. And if imagine if Butler had worked, if that had ended Trump's campaign, who would have stepped into the breach as the Republican nominee? It would have been neocon Nikki Haley, who would have then been campaigning on Iran killing Donald Trump.
Exactly. We need to go to war. Then you got the guy coming to try to kill the Mar-a-Lago, and Graham was going to play golf that day, but canceled. It's so obvious. So I want to shift gears and get into big picture, because you're dead on. That's why you've done your research. And we can finish each other's sentences here, because we're not making this up, folks. That's why it's so frustrating. Trump is under a total psyop. I don't say that to, like, let him get away with what he's doing. That's how he is. He's smart in things he knows. But for people that know him well, he is incredibly ignorant about the military, incredibly ignorant on history. And he just doesn't know, folks. And so they can just manipulate him. And now at 79, he is just, here's the thing. He does not give an F now. And he doesn't listen to basically anybody unless, like you said, there's all these overlapping levels of BS. That's how you get him. And they've been able to do that now. So I'm going to ask you, we're about to go to break, but big picture, just give us a little prelude. Is there any way to extricate us out of this? Is there any way to pull Trump's bacon out for all of our sakes? Or what are the bad scenarios if this continues on into just, it's already full commitment. I mean, what is he likely to do? I mean, this is so dangerous. Because he's already, I've already got his new announcements here. He's literally like, I'm going to decide who the new leader is the next few weeks. He's literally counting his chickens before they're hatched right here. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. George W. Bush went to war as a popular president after 9/11. The war was initially popular. This war is unpopular. There was no 9/11. Donald Trump is underwater in the polls. He could easily just pull out and say, we killed the Ayatollah. We did all this damage to them. We hit their nuclear facilities. We're done. But the Israelis will not let him do that, because then they'll be left alone. And then they will be struck by Iranian ballistic missiles in retaliation. And so they're doing everything possible to keep the U.S. escalating all the way to a ground war that the U.S. cannot get out of. That's why Israel is the most dangerous force in the world to the United States, because Iran cannot force the U.S. into a war. Only Israel can. And in a ground war, the U.S. will be playing to Iran's strength, and more American soldiers will die. For Israel, it would destroy Donald Trump's legacy, and this administration will go down in flames if he goes down that route. I can't say how the war will go. I can say his administration will go down if he goes down that route.
Well, I mean, you're right. And I interrupt you going to the history of how the advisors in 60 helping the French in Indochina, and then we're really already at war by 64. We staged the Gulf of Tonkin. I was using the example of Bay of Pigs when they were going to set Kennedy up. You know, the Cuban exiles get caught on the beach. Hey, you got to give mayor support. Kennedy says, no, you set me up. This is 100%. They're going to send the Kurds in, and they're going to call them. The people of Iran are being killed. They need our help. And then now we're fully in there, and we've invaded Iran, which is already starting.
Yeah, and hundreds of thousands of Iranian men will sign up to fight the great Satan. I mean, they are enthusiastic to do this.
Yeah, this is a huge recruiting thing for them. We'll be right back. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work, because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it, because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists.
we are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigland. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com can keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got Max Blumenthal, really smart journalist, historian, knows what he's talking about. Well, it's about another 15 minutes. We're going to continue with your phone calls after that. I'll hit a few while he's still here. Max, I mean, you're dead on about the history here, and it's just horrifying. Trump seems to look particularly happy right now. He's putting out statements. Everyone loves what's happening. Cuba's next. I mean, I'm really seeing some megalomania here. I wanted Trump to, you know, get jobs back and be a populist, and seeing him as a disruptive thing to the establishment. But now with this, it's just horrifying. There's so many areas to go to. What do you think this audience should know? And is there, I mean, I already asked the question. Is there any way to stop this?
Again, if Donald Trump wants to be an American leader, he can stop it right now. But that's not what's happening. He has launched Operation Epstein Fury for Israel after becoming a vehicle for Israeli foreign influence. And he is putting American service members and American interests and American assets in the line of fire for a tiny little apartheid colony 6,000 miles away that has an enormous preponderance of political and financial influence over his administration. And this just in, Alex, from Axios, Donald Trump says that Benjamin Netanyahu must be pardoned Benjamin Netanyahu is facing three corruption trials in his own country. And Trump said, every day I talk to Bibi about the war, I want him to focus on the war and not the effing court case. That's how pathetic this is. That's how subservient Donald Trump is behaving. And that's not the leader that I think America First supporters elected.
He's literally holding Europe hostage, saying, do this. I mean, basically.
Yeah. Oh, Europe's so screwed. And I don't think the Trump administration understands the cascading economic effects of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which isn't even fully closed, but ships are not going through. Like Maersk and the major shipping companies, they've suspended operations. And as I said, Qatar's cut off LNG to Europe. So this will take like a month for LNG to come back if the war ends today. This is going to have enormous cascading effects on the economy going through for like the rest of the year, all the way to midterms, when he and the Republicans probably get clobbered because Donald Trump decided to focus on nation building and neocon BS instead of the original agenda that he marketed to his support base that wanted to make America great again. It's so devastating what we're going to see economically when the Strait of Hormuz is closed. And by the way, this is why the U.S. And Israel are waging war on Iran, because they want to control the Strait of Hormuz, but there's an independent nation there. If that nation wasn't Islamic, wasn't Muslim, and they were Chinese, it would still be under attack if they supported the Palestinians, who have been under occupation for decades, and they controlled the Strait of Hormuz and had the control of their own economy and didn't have massive IMF debt. They would still be under attack. That's what this is about. And again, what people need to know is this is not a war that will support American interests or make America great. It's a war by being directed by a tiny, militant, Zionist, fanatic cabal that has control over Donald Trump and now control over the U.S. military.
And by the way, we have live feeds from the international organization showing that basically no ships are going through. You put that back up. Trump comes out a day and a half ago and says, I'll pay for any ships that are damaged, even though insurance won't do it. No one's listening to him on that. So he's obviously not thought through what this is going to do. The Iranians have not even officially closed it, but because a few ships got hit, the insurance companies have. As you can see, folks, no, the ships are all waiting. They're all waiting. And then this is going to build up and build up and build up. And meanwhile, I noticed the ADL and a bunch of people came out and called Joe Rogan anti-Semitic because he criticized this war and criticized, you know, Israel lobby or whatever. And so just pick more and more fights. I've known Joe 26, 7 years, the most anti-racist guy there is. Now let's pick a fight with Joe Rogan and call him anti-Semitic. This is just escalatory.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Rogan, who is this beloved figure in the world of UFC, UFC is like one of the most racially diverse sports in human history and international sports in human history. Of course, you go to a UFC match, most of the people in the crowd support Trump. You know, they're not liberals, but they don't really care what race you are if you're in the ring. And it's so insane for them to pick a fight with Joe Rogan. But, you know, I welcome it because it exposes them. They've been attacking me for years and years and years. The ADL, or we should actually just call them the Defamation League. And their race hustler in chief, Jonathan Greenblatt, constantly attacks me by name, but never says why I'm anti-Semitic. I'm Jewish, by the way, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much I believe in Judaism, how much if I go to synagogue or I read the Torah, the only thing that matters is I bow down before the Moloch of Israeli apartheid and support its perpetual wars for empire in the region. And that's the problem here. And then I think this is dangerous for Jews, is more and more people are seeing that when you're called an anti-Semite, you're not actually attacking Jews, but it makes them angry at these organizations that identify themselves as like the defenders of the Jewish people.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. It is giving the whacked out people that think everybody's secretly, I work for it, you know, magical powers. If it's a rainy day, the Jews did it. It is energizing those lunatics, which I'm concerned about long term.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen your debates where you condemn anti-Semitism. they still go after you. Jonathan Greenblatt condemned you in the same sentence as me. But again, it's dangerous. If the Anti-Defamation League raises money off of anti-Semitism, then it makes sense for them and their business model that there be more anti-Semitism. If Israel markets itself as a state that protects the Jewish people and is a sanctuary for Jews, then it would be better for the so-called Jewish state of Israel to have more anti-Semitism in the United States and Europe so more Jews leave and move to Israel, because they're actually running out of bodies in their demographic war against the Palestinians.
Sure, and now these stereotypes about Israel that really weren't true from my research is becoming true, like Israel really is trying to run the U.S.
I mean, it's been happening undercover for a long time, and I can talk about that, but now it's just so out in the open. It's
okay,
so shameless.
Briefly, I got to go. I'm going to go to calls, but you know, come back soon, please. You're really informed, and it teaches a lot. How powerful is, quote, I know there's a different arms, AIPAC, and you got liberal groups, and you got, you know, I mean, it's not one block, but is the Israel lobby the most powerful lobby?
Yeah, because the Israel lobby can back up its threats, unlike many other lobbies. Like, look at what happened to Cori Bush, some backbench, small-time lawmaker from St. Louis. They kicked in $10 million to defeat her because she supported Palestine. That's unheard of in St. Louis politics. And it's not just AIPAC. It's billionaires like Paul Singer and Miriam Adelson, who are the top donors to Donald Trump. And again, they can back up their threats against you. So they have, you know, they have Trump not just under their influence, but afraid, I think. Whereas, you know, the Gulf billionaires will come in and give Donald Trump a new jet for $400 billion, give him $1 trillion from their sovereign wealth fund, but they're not backing that. There's no threat on the other side. Donald Trump can just take that money and do whatever he wants.
So your predictions for the future?
Well, my prediction is this war will continue to drag on for weeks, if not months, unless Donald Trump somehow decides that he can find an off-ramp. And tragically, something I would hate to see is one off-ramp would be an event in which numerous U.S. service members get killed and the war becomes an even bigger political disaster. But I think it could drag on for weeks, months, become a ground war, and his administration will go down in flames, and the American public will be taught another lesson about the insanity of regime change and embracing neoconservative wars for Israel. I believe this is a breaking point in American empire and a breaking point in the special relationship with Israel, as we saw yesterday in Congress, a former U.S. Marine staff sergeant pulled out of the chamber as he screamed, "I will not die for Israel." A U.S. senator physically assaulted him, Tim Sheehy from Montana, along with the cops, broke his arm, and we're going to see more and more of this. A reckoning is coming.
Well, they didn't just grab him and like say, "Come with us, sir," and he yells and they walk him out. They like attack dogs, instantly leapt and were like panicking in their energy, just like frothing the fear that he say something. I mean, this was just, it was very bizarre.
Yeah. And there's nothing more devastating from an optical point of view than a former U.S. Marine in his uniform stating exactly what this is to the people in power, that he will not fight a war for Israel. He wore the uniform for America. And this is, and you know, I think this feeling is widespread among U.S. service members, but they're not able to say it because they're out there in the field. This is a very dangerous time economically, militarily, and politically.
Absolutely.
And Donald Trump has betrayed America first.
There's no doubt, and I'm not going to betray my viewers and listeners and say that this isn't a big problem. I still support getting rid of the carbon tax and other good things, and I certainly don't endorse the Democrats now, or I wasn't wrong to endorse him before. He was anti-establishment to a great extent, but this new Trump...
If you hate the Democrats, if you're against the Democrats, then you should be against this, because this is handing up the midterms to the Democrats on
a
platter.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. What do you make of the new neocon Republican that just says, do whatever Trump says, he's got a master plan, 10D chess. Well, we know that answer. They're just low-grade morons. In closing, come back soon. Who are the worst people in the White House? I mean, who are the really nasty ones that are influencing all of this?
Well, Jared Kushner. What position does Jared Kushner hold? Who is he? He's a son-in-law of Donald Trump, whose father, Charles Kushner, was an Israel-first billionaire tycoon who was imprisoned for corruption and pardoned by Trump. Jared Kushner marries Trump's daughter, and then he comes into the administration as the foreign policy consigliere and is sent to Oman to negotiate with Iran as Trump is moving all of these military assets into the region. And Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, someone who also doesn't really hold a formal position, is just Trump's real estate golf buddy, sabotage the negotiations, lie to the president about what's actually taking place after Iran agrees to zero nuclear enrichment. And they made the negotiations about red lines like ballistic missiles and Iran giving up alliances and things that Donald Trump, I don't even know if he knew they were negotiating that, and paved the path to this war. Jared Kushner holds no position. No one knew he'd be in this administration. And he's also directing the so-called Board of Peace, which is supposed to replace the UN. So that he's surrounded by these dangerous figures who have no accountability to the American public,
and you've got
don't even
whole,
go to
whole,
an office.
All the cabinet people's sons, Ludnick, all of them are little princelings making hundreds of millions in deals that are obviously illegal, many of them.
Yep. I mean, Howard Lutnick's son is 28 years old, and he made him the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald. And Howard Lutnick has invested $600 million into the Tether stablecoin. He's like holds like a minority share in Tether, which is a huge conflict of interest because as Commerce Secretary, he's deregulating crypto so he can make more money. So to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest, Howard Lutnick just hands over the Tether control to his son. That's the role that these sons are playing, the Witkoff sons at World Liberty Financial.
They're just the bagmen of the rat holes, but you've also got billionaire royalty in the Middle East will then, wherever they want, they go put in $1 billion or $2 billion in crypto. Yep. It's literally just payoffs.
Yeah. Buy our Trump meme coin, $1 billion worth, and you're, you know, some corrupt Gulf billionaire from the Epstein class has a way of basically directly paying the figures in the Trump administration in violation of the U.S. Constitution, and none of us can even track the money because it's all in crypto through dark money channels.
Why they won't indict corruption. Anybody for AutoPen or Crossfire Hurricane, because now, even if it's not Trump, everybody around him is cashing in. And so that's just where we are. But I mean, it's okay. Populism's growing all over the world. We're getting some big gains, but we got to be realist. Max Blumenthal, people can find you on your great site, thegrayzone.com. Max Blumenthal on X, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you. All right. I wanted to take calls with him, but he had a lot to say in limited time. So he didn't say no, but I could tell he wasn't really for that. So I apologize for making you hold. John and James, everybody, I'm going to go to you now. And we're going to get to all your calls before Syrian Girl comes on. And look, folks, I don't relish coming after Trump, okay? But all I've gotten is pain defending Trump, lawsuits, destruction. I was offered $50 million to sell out to the globalists before they sued me 8 years ago, 7 years ago. And, you know, I mean, I do what's right. And overall, Trump's done so much good that I can hold my nose. But at this point, I'm just no. Now, I don't say don't go vote for Republicans. I'd vote even harder. I mean, you know, there are a lot of great candidates, and the Republicans are way better. And Trump did good overall. Now he's going sideways. I'm going to be 100% clear here. But, and you can take my view and agree with it or not. This is what I do. This is all I do. Okay? And so I am doing what I believe is the most moral, best decisions involved. So I'm not abandoning, you know, the Republican Party. I'm not abandoning any of that. There was some new party that could, you know, was in charge and was doing better. I'd support them. But the Republican Party is just a vehicle to block tyranny. Because if we lose everything in the next few years, they'll be right back to coming after our sons' penises. They'll be right back to open borders and human trafficking. They'll be right back to World War III. I mean, it's been so much better with Trump. But just watching the sons, you know, in there. And you can say it's legal because they have the Justice Department wave a magic wand and say, oh, you're allowed to do this. And I'm just like, come on. I mean, if I wanted to, with all the access I've had over the years, I could be up there doing that too. That's why I stay far away. Don't go to the parties. Don't wear the tuxedos. Don't try to get ingratiated with them. And that's, I'm going to talk about Trump and the whole system. And that's why they get so upset with me. Because I just want to have my broadcast and my crew and tell the truth and just be far away from Mordor. I want to influence what's happening there for the people. I'm literally a lobbyist for humanity. Team Humanity, that's it. I'm like a union rep for humans. You know, families, kids, you know, going to the stars. That's what I stand for. And everybody else, even people that quote good, they're always like, well, what's your angle? Who's paying you? Why do you say what you just said? Blah, blah, blah. I see the talk shows talking to me constantly everywhere. You know, it's like, oh, Jones did this because this person told him to. No, I one person tells me what to say, and that's me. Just like these callers, you know, they say what they want. I appreciate them holding. John in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. I apologize. Military Air Force at 30351 worked on nuke bases. What's your take on this?
Hello, Alex. Last time we chatted, you said I needed a website because I had explained that I send you literally thousands and thousands of emails to your crew.
All right, brother. Well, we're trying. We're a pretty small crew. What's going on? Tell us what's happening.
Well, can you pull up my link on X? I went ahead and did what you recommended and started a news-type site. It's my name and JCOTHERN123 on X. And you'll see that all my information is there. I'm an ex-Strategic Air Command radar repairman. I maintain the radar that watches the airplanes. I was also going to be the first one to die in a war, like you've seen. They take the radar sights out first. You take out your eyes and ears.
Yeah, say that again. I want to pull up your handle on X. Say it again so the crew can type it in.
JCOTHERN123.
All right. Keep going.
I've got a picture of a guy standing in front of a FPN-47 antenna, which is an air surveillance radar antenna. And I maintain the radar that watches the airplanes. I worked around B-52s, around the nukes. I guarded them in the snow when it was 20 below zero. Most people don't realize B-52s need a really long runway to take off because they're so heavy. They need a 2.5-mile long runway. There's only a few bases in the world that support that. So we're limited. When I was in, I joined after the Vietnam when people were spitting off the Golden Gate Bridge and peeing off of it onto our troops coming in on the ships. And I thought it was disgusting. So I joined the Air Force because my father was 20 years Navy. While I was in the military, Carter gave away the Panama Canal. He killed the troops in a rescue attempt for the Iranian. And then Reagan.
Yeah, the Delta Force 79. So I know you've been around the block. What is your take on Iran right now?
Iran, I went to school with Iranian officers at Keesler in Mississippi, where I trained for a year in advanced electronics. They are some of the most intelligent people I've ever run into. They are smart, but they are being taught the Quran. I'm not going to say good or bad. I'm just saying they're taught differently than we're taught. That's why I started my site on X. Nobody understands Bible prophecy. And as I went through the military, I watched Bible prophecy occurring, and I thought, that's weird. So I spent the last 45 years studying prophecy and how it applies to modern military, and that's what is basically on my site on X.
Well, that's awesome. Let me give you advice about handles. I would never have handles that are a bunch of numbers and stuff. No one can remember those. Because you want to have a handle that's like, you know, something easy to remember. But we'll try to find it still. I really appreciate your call, brother. Thank you. All right. Let's go to James in Canada. James, you're on the air. Former military. Wants to talk about Iran. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God bless you. Iran is a distraction designed to keep the American public staring east while the door is about to be kicked in. This is a demographic and economic pincer movement. The Canadian economy is being controlled, demolished via the Bank Act. The new non-sufficient funds fee caps are a compliance dragnet under the pretense of monitoring high NSF fee use. 6 million bank accounts are going to be frozen in 7 days. When that happens, millions of refugees will flood south. At the same time, Mexicans and other South Americans will flood north because they'll see an opportunity. And this is a dual-pressure strike designed to snap the spine of the United States and break America forever. I invented the trucker convoy prototype. I handed it to the Ottawa organizers on a handwritten note myself.
Well, there's no doubt that the globalist former head of the Bank of England are trying to implode Canada with their policies. That's definitely true. That Canada is on life support. They're confiscating all the guns. Canada is literally turning into like North Korea.
It is. It's a horrendous communist mess. And I'm in the middle of a bug out to my children to Labrador. I suggest you guys use my prototype in your own American fashion. I'm not going to tell you your destiny because that's yours. That's your freedom. Use it. And you got 7 days, man.
Well, I know they got a bunch of draconian rules going in to track everybody and ban free speech. But you're saying they're actually going to... Didn't the high court say that that bank account grabbing was unconstitutional?
Yes, they did. But this is being done in a different fashion. So what this is it's lowering the fee. It's lowering the NSF fee to $10 cap. So what that's going to do is that's going to cause the banks, in order to save themselves, to shut people out. They're going to debank people and send them notices that say, you are no longer with our bank. And those people have no access. Those are all poor people and drug addicts. They're going to go wild.
Well, so it's the equivalent of if the EBT cards got cut off here.
Yes, it's going to be horrendous. And this is why all these drugs have been flooding into both of our countries. This is a pre-prepared army.
Well, I know Canada's in deep trouble, and I don't doubt you, but we'll watch. Thank you, sir. Wow. All right, I'm going to start the next hour, go to Nick, and then we'll go to everybody else. The order of the calls are received, and then we've got Syrian girl, who's really smart, to give us her take on what's happening. But here's the bottom line. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But the carbon tax, the transgenderism, the LGBT, that is discredited, and that is their new religion. That is a great positive thing. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder and harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale. Today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture, which is, again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless if we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.